the danger of being righteous. Can there be a danger in being righteous? Well, I have a story for you. Now, my story centers around an individual. I'm not going to give him a name. I don't want you to associate it with anyone. This is not every man, but this is some people represented by this character in my story. And this man was a nice man, a good man. Seemed to be a very caring fellow. And he had a wife and family, picture book set up. He was appreciated in his community. He was respected. And, however, you know, he grew in that community, that religious community of which he was a part. He took an interest. And there were always things for him to do, to learn, to grow in. And he grew in the faith that they professed together. And he learned a lot spiritually. He was involved in study and discussion groups. And gradually, his interest and commitment to that religious community was recognized and appreciated and admired. And his achievements were noticed. And then there was a certain acknowledgement of them. And in fact, even a certain amount of authority was given to him because he was chosen to take some leadership roles in that religious community. But then things changed a little. As he looked around, he became irked with people. He began to think they weren't quite as spiritual as they ought to be. And from that ordinary observation, he began to become irritated, annoyed, irate, even a bit angry. And that was directed both to the people within the religious community that he thought were not measuring up to what they should be, and of course to the world outside. He felt an ever deepening contrast and conflict. Out of that, subtly and slowly emerged arrogance. He was angry. He became a rather resentful man. And his conduct and relationship with other people began to change more conspicuously. He became dismissive of people. He was even sometimes quite demeaning and derogatory in his comments about people and to people. And then I realize, I've heard this story before. Jesus told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of my income. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus added, I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. Now, perhaps when we read that parable recorded for us in Luke 18, you know, we kind of take a simple, straightforward response to it. The stereotype of the pious Pharisee and the tax collector. But there are questions, you know. How did the Pharisee become so ugly? He surely didn't begin life that way. Somewhere along the journey of his life, he acquired that sense of arrogance, even perhaps, well, not perhaps, even contempt for other people. And in the parable that Jesus told, he did that all from his position of presumed spiritual superiority. But you know, I think the Pharisee began like the man in my story. An ordinary person, interested in the faith and active in the religious community. And then somehow, at some point, the train went off the tracks. Somehow, at some point, that spiritual growth which he had been engaged in took a wrong turn. And he became arrogant and uncaring and resentful of others and contemptuous of their spirituality and of their piety. He acquired his spiritual arrogance as he lived his life. You see, it wasn't his righteousness that made him ugly. It was when his righteousness became corrupted and self-centered and deteriorated and disintegrated that the ugliness appeared. His spirituality was not the cause of it, but only the avenue by which the arrogance appeared. All of this, of course, surely indicating and confirming that when good things are corrupted, they become the very worst. And there is, you see, in this a reminder to us. I think we dismiss ourselves too quickly when we read the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, because we say, well, I'm not like that. Well, the reality is, of course, that our spiritual growth needs to continue in a correct direction for it to be what the Lord intends. And if somehow it gets diverted into something else, then that's not what God calls righteousness. Now, I suppose for someone, this arrogance can come from any one of a variety of sources, you know? I mean, it doesn't happen to be necessarily religious or spiritual. I mean, someone can have this arrogance based on their wealth or their social standing or just because they think too much of themselves. But it's a reminder to us that even the things that we treasure, even the growth that we encourage in one another in spiritual things, must always be guarded against taking a wrong turn. Because even what is good and excellent can be corrupted. Peter read for us this morning some words from James. James, in very practical terms, writes, "Show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness born of wisdom." And he says also, "But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy." And then I take you back to the end of the parable that Jesus told and focus on the other character. A character who didn't have a reputation for spirituality. In fact, the very designation that Jesus used to describe him says something about the way he was viewed by his community. He was a tax collector. Now, I don't suppose tax collectors always ever get a good, really great rating in people's minds, but they had a particularly bad one in Jesus' time because tax collectors were servants of the occupying Roman authority. And they had, as a category of people, a bad reputation for collecting more than was necessary and pocketing the difference with glee. But this tax collector in Jesus' story was a pious man. And listen to what Jesus says. "But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner.'" And then, of course, Jesus added his appraisal of these two individuals and said, "I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted." And so, you see, there is a danger in being righteous. Not truly righteous, of course, but acquiring that veneer of righteousness that leads to a sense of superiority and arrogance and disdain. And so by the grace of God, may we, as we grow in grace and grow in faith and grow in our spiritual commitment, be alert to the challenges and the risks that even spirituality and righteousness can bring to our lives. So friends, think on this. This is good news. Rejoice. Thanks be to God. Amen.